Hello, my name is Lucy McLaughlin. I'm a senior at Douglas S. Freeman High School. I have taken the last couple of months to research teacher salary. As we probably have all heard, teachers don't have much of an income, especially for the amount they put into their job. You may be wondering, well, what is the benefit of for a high school senior to research teacher salary? Well, for me, I'm planning to go into the educational field and become an elementary school teacher. I've had opportunities to get a taste of what teaching is like through Teachers for Tomorrow at my school, and let me just tell you, it is a lot of work. I remember it took me 20 plus hours to create a 15-minute hands-on lesson plan for third graders. Teaching is no joke. So after experiencing very little of what teachers do every single day, I wondered why are they not being paid more? And that's when I decided to look into it. I interviewed Ms. Carba. She has been an English teacher in different high schools for 5 years. Previously, she worked in the Pentagon for Human Resources. So what led you to wanting to pursue a career in education?
I had a lot of really good teachers when I was younger, and I saw what kind of impact they would have or did have on me, not really in the content area. Not all of my favorite teachers were English teachers, but in the way that they treated me and made me want to continue to be a good student and all that. And when I had a different career, I found that even though I got paid well, I was bored every single day, and I wanted something that was more meaningful.
How do you feel about the amount of income teachers have?
I think that teachers are grossly underpaid. I think there's a huge misconception about how teachers are paid and the fact that they only work 9 months out of the year, which isn't true anyway. But the fact that they're only getting paid for those 9 months isn't really accurate when you factor in an hourly rate. And we're professionals. We're like lawyers or doctors. Many of us have master's degrees and had to get a specialized degree, have a license that I have to keep up. But we don't ever reach the same salary that a doctor or a lawyer would.
After researching the relationship between the amount teachers get paid and student success, one article said, quote, "A direct link has been established between teacher status and pay and student achievement in international tests," end quote. The same article also said, quote, "The index, which surveyed 35,000 countries, found that both teacher status and pay are directly linked to countries' performance in the Organization for Economic Development and Corporations Program for International Student Assessment," end quote. So not only is there an effect on the student's success based on teacher salary, but is also affecting the success of the country's society as well. I then asked Ms. Carba on her opinion on the issue.
Do you believe that teacher salary and student success are related?
I think that they are related, but not directly. I think that because you have areas of this country that can pay well, they tend to attract more teacher candidates, and the more candidates you have, the more likely you are to be able to hire somebody who is a better candidate.
Do you feel like you're motivated to teach because of the students rather than the pay?
100%. I am definitely motivated much more by student success, whether it's in my classroom or, you know, down the road when, you know, I have the fortune of being a good fortune of being a high school teacher that I can find out what they're doing later. That is a motivating factor. And we'll all make jokes that, like, you know, that kind of helps your wallet, but in reality, it does not pay your bills.
I also researched how teacher pay directly affects a teacher. Research states that it takes a lot to be an effective teacher. One author of an article and noted authority, Harry K. Wong, stated that excellent classroom management skills, expertise in designing lessons plans to help students achieve, and positive expectations for students are fundamentals. So basically, teachers teach for the success of others, not for the money. Another piece of research found that increasing teachers' math skills by one standard deviation boosts the performance of students by nearly 15% of standard deviation on the PISA math test, and that the effect of increasing teachers' literacy skills on students' reading performance is slightly smaller but still positive. So when teachers take the time to increase their skills, then their students' performance in school will improve. But this takes extra time for teachers to do on top of all the other work they put in. This led me to a few questions about how the teaching profession directly affects the teacher.
How does your salary affect your morale?
I think it affects morale in the way that people talk about you, as in like, oh, you're a teacher, you don't make any money. It's kind of like the way that people talk about college students, like, oh, you're a broke college student. It also affects your morale when you are putting in an insane amount of work and you know of people in the building who are doing far less than you are, but are maybe making more than you. You know, you try really hard not to get wrapped up in it because everybody is on this pay band or they're on this pay scale. But it can be very frustrating when your efforts, especially when they are above and beyond what is expected, aren't compensated fairly.
And do you think that leads to teacher burnout?
I think it has a huge impact because you're putting in so many hours and you're putting in so much effort. And then at the end of the day, you're also stressed about paying your bills and making enough to send your kids to daycare. Like there's so much of an emotional toll in teaching anyway. And for you to have stress outside of work because you have to go to another job, which is a lot of teachers, or you have to do tutoring, or you don't know if you can afford to send your own children to college and continue your own children's education. I think that does lead to burnout. I know of a few teachers who have left, and one specifically that I'm thinking of, she was a widow. She could not afford to keep her family afloat, and she had three children who were all in the process of going to college, and she had to leave her teaching career, and she was a fantastic teacher, had been teaching for like 20 plus years, and move on to something else.
After doing some research on how teacher pay affects student academic achievement and the effect teaching has on the actual teacher, I was curious if society realizes everything that goes into their jobs. Most people only see what teachers do in front of the class. They don't realize the hours the teachers put into their job when they aren't quote-unquote performing in front of a class. One article said, quote, "The most surprising thing for me is the extent to which the general public have better respect for teachers as an occupation, but are absolutely surprised by how low teacher pay is and how many hours they work," Professor Dawson said, end quote.
I think that the people who pay, like decide your salary, if they had to work in your job, do you think they would go back and change your salary?
Yes, without a doubt.
Do you think that the general public realizes how much teachers put in and how little they get paid?
I think they know how little they get paid, but I don't think they really know how much they put in. I think everybody thinks that they're an expert on education because they were once in a school. But what you find out when you're on the teaching side of it is that you never had any idea what was going on at your school when you were a student there. So I think a lot of the people that make decisions for teachers and about teacher salary think that they know what teachers do because they've been on the student side of it when they really have absolutely no idea. So I think that there is a great misconception about that.
As you might have heard or seen on the news, the United States has a bit of a teacher shortage. After reading that article on teacher shortages and strikes, one said, quote, "Most teachers are usually responsible for additional activities such as overseeing clubs, athletics, or other social events. This made the teaching profession unappealing to most people," end quote. So teachers take on more than what their contract requires of them, and this is not appealing to people who qualify to be teachers, because they don't want to put in the extra time and effort to do something that they are not getting paid for.
Do you think that if teachers had a higher pay that there would be more people to come in and, like, teach and there'd be less of a shortage?
Yes, Yeah, I don't doubt that for a second. You have to make the profession more attractive. And part of it is the pay. Part of it is the way that we talk about teachers. Like, who would want to become a teacher? People who want to become a teacher are crazy. And I'm so glad that they do. But also, because the base salary is so low, there are so many people that don't become teachers because they can't think of living on that salary. So think of all of the people who would make fantastic teachers who are not even attracted to the career as an option because they don't think they can make a livable wage.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening.